With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
You Miss Teen Cayman Islands 2026 is contestant number 7!
Azariah Burton has been named Miss Teen Cayman Islands 2026 at the 42nd Annual Lions Leo's Miss Teen Cayman Islands pageant. For the August 8th event at the Lions Community Center, Azariah Oswald was first runner-up and Renee Bryan placed second runner-up. Burton also received the Ileana de la Cruz Community Spirit Award, Miss Photogenic, Most Talented, Most Outstanding Cultural Wear, the Social Media Award, and Best in Interview. Oswald received Most Improved, Academic Excellence, and Most Disciplined. Jaseth Webster won Best Smile and the People's Choice Award. Bryan received Miss Personality and Best in Gown. The pageant's theme was Butterfly Garden. In other news, budget matters and duty waivers. Cabinet greenlights a number of items at their July 29th meeting. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Starting with money, Cabinet confirmed supplemental funding for the Ministry of District Administration and Home Affairs, approved the reallocation of appropriations for the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation, and a, quote, appropriation adjustment for the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing, and Infrastructure. Cabinet minutes no longer include the monetary value of these transfers, but they are expected to be made available to the public during an upcoming parliamentary session. Cayman's leaders also approved drafting instructions for the pensions contribution regulations and to amend the Monetary Authority Administration fine regulations before greenlighting a waiver of import duty in relation to a beach restoration project. They also gave their stamp of approval for Anthony Travers to chair the Cayman Islands Stock Exchange and Peter Broadhurst to chair the Planning Appeals Tribunal and appointed several other members to those boards. Finally, Cabinet approved leases for the Department of Workforce, Opportunities and Residency Cayman, the Department of Children and Family Services, the Portfolio of the Civil Service, Treasury, and the Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing, as well as an increase in the, quote, staffing establishment of the Ministry of Education and Training. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Finally, Cayman Airways Limited has announced a, quote, significant expansion of its nonstop service between Grand Cayman and Austin, Texas, following the performance of one of the route's inaugural summer season, which will wrap up on Sunday. Cayman Airways will now operate the Austin service December 20th through August 29th of next year, as well as a second weekly flight that will operate on Wednesday next summer. For more information, you can head to caymanairways.com. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.